Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting heady on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't stop laughing because you're wearing last year's hat. Ruby underscore smoke that doobie hopped up on the chat yesterday morning with a photograph of Emer Cronin Buckley wearing a baseball hat down in Crickhaven, and we've been buzzing about it since. It kicked off a meme tournament where we all tried our hand showing Emer making giant faux pas. I thought Mimi underscore 5 mil had it with a doctored image of Emer in Birkenstocks, very 2019. But Fawn underscore incredible lawn carpaged the old DM with an actual image of Emer queuing to view a house in Glanmire. I don't know what's worse there, the queuing or the viewing. Anyway, we finally stopped going OMG at Emer and her terrible choices and started sharing images of the oversized Panama hats we're wearing on the Douglas Road this season, Trade 2023. Doubt if that message has reached Ballinlock yet, probably not. Kira underscore no fear showed us this absolute beaut she bought online from China. I said, how much? She said, 14 grand. I said, from China. She said, it's made by kids, but they're in fee-paying school, so that makes it okay. So, Audrey, I was wondering, what's the right amount to spend on an oversized Panama hat this summer? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, what are you wearing on your head this summer? She said, a tiara. I'm after marrying the Prince of Luxembourg.
Come here. What's the story with dating a global megastar? I got a message there from Taylor Swift on Insta saying she really digged the video I posted of me dog eating a 99 in Crosshaven. No, I knows from listening to Neil Prendeville that there's a lot of scammers out there, lad. But this looked legit. So I messaged her back. I said, thanks, girl. You'd also be mad for a calippo. I thought I'd hear no more about it, but didn't she send another message saying she's single now again? And is there any chance I'd send her on a photo of me without a Liverpool jersey on? I sent back one into Cork Hurling goalie jersey. That seemed to annoy her, though. Next message was a cranky request to send her a photo with me top off. No bother. Don't you don't, he's no stranger to the way it's like, you know? She obviously liked what she saw, because the next message was a clip of her singing a song. Oh, don't he, so lonely, on me own again. Single Taylor, you want a dare in LA? I'll come and get a private jet out of Cork. Do you think I should say yes? Don't you don't, he, Blackpool.
My niece is a big Taylor Swift fan. I rang her there and said, do you think this is a deep fake pretending to be Taylor Swift? My niece said, like tooth odds, there's no way she'd date someone from the north side. Hashtag snobby.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I had a washout on the line this morning when the wind whipped up a bit and brought a proper stink up the main street in Bala Desmond. Burra came marching in my front door and said, Jesus Christ, Rosaline, this is a new law. What have they got against taking a shower in Skert to Glynn? I told her, calm the cakes. That smell couldn't be coming from Skert. The wind is from the east. But I do agree that someone needs to have a word with them about their personal hygiene. No, Berna, I said to her, this is slurry from Timmy Flive's place. And I already out the door on my way up to tell him to stop spreading the pig shit when I'm trying to dry my knickers. In his door I march, and there he was, just out of the shower. Suffice to say, his dirty old farmer's clothes are concealing a gorgeous body straight into the sack with the two of us. Pillow talk then later on, I says, Timmy Flahive, stop spreading shit. And he said, I will if you come on holidays with me to Lanzarote, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. Is this a good idea? Tell me, he's an ignorant old tool, if I'm being honest. Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I wouldn't recommend a fortnight in the Canaries with a man you don't fancy. I do it every year with my Connor and isn't doing either of us any good.
So, yeah, here comes summer and I just spent $150 on a beard trim, so I will look real serving lungos out of a horse box with my man, Brian with a Y, at a beach frequented by people in 200 quid flip-flops. Our coffee business is called My Body is a Ballon Temple. Incredible name. And I can almost hear you up in Ballinlock going, what's a lungo? Is it a Fiat? Because what would you know? A lungo is an espresso with a measure of hot water added. Anyone who's anyone is drinking them now. Get with it, yeah? The only thing I don't know is, where's the best beach for My Body is a Ballon Temple? Ed, Ballon Temple.
I'd recommend Port Stewart Strand, North Antrim. I know zero about the beach, but at least it'd be 500 kilometres away from Cork.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.